Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society then?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Some statistics are surprising.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
You can't handle the truth.
Everybody, January 10th, 2017. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on gyroscoperadio.com as well. Thank you, everybody, for joining me today. Got a jam-packed show. Glad to have you back here. Thank you, everybody, who I can see who's on the Facebook Live, doing it on Facebook Live. If I had another phone, I would do it on Periscope, too, but right now it's on Facebook Live. And I just want to thank everybody for joining me, those of you who have continued to support Ron Kelly's show. And so, let me start with this. You know, Cowboy fans, you know I'm a Cowboy fan. Cowboy fans, pump your brakes, okay? You know, I don't talk about football. This isn't a sports show. But Cowboy fans, pump your brakes. We're not at the Super Bowl yet. Pump your brakes. I see all these memes on Facebook. Cowboys, and I've been a Cowboys fan for a long time. Pump your brakes, all right? We haven't made it to the Super Bowl yet, so everybody just slow down, take a deep breath. We have not made it to the Super Bowl yet. All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining me. You can follow the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook. It's our Facebook is the Ron Kelly Show. You can like the page. And on Twitter, it's R. Kelly Show. You can go over there, follow the Ron Kelly Show. I got a number of followers over there on the Ron Kelly Show. Well, I'd appreciate it if you went over there and followed the Ron Kelly Show and continue to chime in, tune in to the Ron Kelly Show. Well, let me start with this. You know, I want to, very sad thing happened in Orlando. Let me start with this, everybody. The killing of Orlando Police Officer Master Sergeant Deborah Clayton. She was a 17-year veteran and a mother of two who was killed by this this individual, Marquise Lloyd. And in addition to that, a motorcycle officer from another department died as a result of this person. He was out there and he was looking for somebody turned their car in front of his motorcycle, and his motorcycle hit this car and he died too. So you have two law enforcement officers who died as a result of this, one killed and one died in service. Yeah. So let me start with this. Now, if you talk about a doctor who's a bad doctor, it doesn't mean you hate all doctors. I mean, look, you're going to need them, you know. And when you talk about police officers, it doesn't mean you hate all police officers. It just means that you have a problem with that particular one. You know, and there have been some things that have happened. Now, let me clear the air right now. I'm a firm, unwavering supporter of police officers. Let me get that straight. I'm a supporter of police officers. Now this is where I'm at. You know, I support law enforcement, and I have And not because I have friends in law enforcement, but I support law enforcement because what would we do without police officers? You know, what I mean, it's already off the chain out here as it is. So imagine having a society or a world without police officers. And, you know, I support and I respect law enforcement officers who go out here every day and risk their lives to keep us safe. You know, so let's get that out of the way, because there are some people who have questioned my dedication and my support of law enforcement. And I am very supportive of law enforcement officers. There's bad in everything. You know, you got bad doctors, bad lawyers, bad businessmen, you know, bad janitors, garbage men, you know. And so things do happen, but I am a firm supporter, unwavering supporter. Let me make that perfectly clear. I'm an unwavering supporter of police and my associates in law enforcement. All right, let me just RIP, you know, rest in peace, Master Sergeant Deborah Clayton of the Orlando Police Department. And I let me see. Let me pull up the other officer who I will name as soon as I get the information, who died in pursuit of this individual. Okay, it's a couple of minutes past the hour. You know what you're listening to. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. You know what I'm doing here, trying to make it happen for you. Shout out to Lamont Gates, Joe, Mark, and thank you for joining in on the program. Okay, so tonight is President Obama's farewell speech. Yeah. Farewell to President Obama. You know, and as we look back on the 8 years, Obama's 8 years, you know, I personally have mixed mixed feelings about President Obama. You know, see, because I think that the president should have been a lot more tougher in some ways. You know, I mean, I can appreciate the 8 years of no I can appreciate the 8 years of no scandals, for example. No scandals. No, you know, nothing with his kids besides the one thing with the weed. It was unsubstantiated with the weed with his youngest daughter, Malia. But other than that, and we don't know what happened with that. But other than that, there were no scandals. It was a scandal-free White House, you know, for 8 years. And I do think that President Obama did a fair job. But I can't say that he did, you know. Thank you, Mark. Because I think that the President Obama should have been a lot tougher. You know, I think Obama should have took the gloves off. He should have stepped up to the plate like, look, you know, this is what it is. And you know, and I think that while I can appreciate the taking the high road, we go high, like Mrs. Obama used to say, but sometimes you got to go low. You know, sometimes you have to. And I don't mean you can go low in a way not to, you know, to make yourself embarrass yourself. But sometimes you have to go. I wouldn't say low, but sometimes you have to get tough. You know, and my feelings about President Obama's terms in office, he had two terms, 4 years apiece. I think that the president was just a little too nice. You know, he was too nice. Because there were times when the conservatives and the GOP were whooping his behind. You know what I'm saying? And the president kind of, well, you know, he didn't fight back. The president didn't fight back. So, you know, while I can appreciate, you know, being alive and being a part of the media during the while I can appreciate President Obama being, you know, regal and taking the high road and all of that, I do think that President Obama should have been tougher. He should have been tougher, you know. And he wasn't. So I'm very disappointed with that, you know, the President Obama. So as we look back on the president's 8 years, You know, again, my feelings are very mixed. You know, I'm not giving the president an A. I'm not giving president an A. You know, I would give the president maybe a B minus or even a C. You know, see, because it's not about the president being black. You know, okay, yeah, it was historic. We had a black president. But what was the result of the president's 8 years? How did America get better with Obama as the president? How did this country get better? And this is something we have to look at. Okay, we have the, okay, you know, and I'll talk about this a little bit later on about where the entitlements are going to go, because believe you me, if you're on any type of public assistance, you better be battening down your hatches, because it's going to be hell. No, welcome, Lee. Am I being too hard? All right. Well, you know what, Lee? You know, this is something that people are saying, like, we're being too hard on the president. You have to be. I think that he kind of laid down on the job, and when people were piling on him, you know, he didn't get up and fight. No, the president didn't get up and fight. You know, and I'm sorry. I mean, this is my opinion. Yes, I am being hard on the president. You know, I mean, I can appreciate, you know, I can appreciate how he carried himself and all of that. But there's times when you have to fight, and the president didn't fight back, you know. And I'll talk about this a little later on in the program about what's going to happen with entitlements, because and I'll talk a little bit about you know, the crime wave that's going on right in President Obama's hometown, which we talked about last week. What secrets does Russia have about Trump, you know, which has just come out recently? Russia, when Trump went to Russia in 2013, the Russians gathered information on Trump. They were following him around. They tapped his phone. So what information does the Russians have on Trump that plays into why Trump is being so friendly with the Russians? The Russians are the last people you should be friendly with, you know. And Trump doesn't realize he's just being used. And again, I talked about the police officers in Florida, you know, really, really heartbroken to see that young lady who tried to approach this person was killed by the individual. I'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. So the speech is tonight. Matter of fact, it's going on right now, I believe, the president's speech. And come on, man. You know, and somebody on Facebook Live, the Ron Kelly Show was on Facebook Live, everybody who's listening to the program. Shout out to the brother who called in from Detroit, Michigan last week. You know, maybe he'll call back, and some of the other folks who have emailed me, the Ron Kelly Show at AOL.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show at AOL.com. And no, I don't believe that Trump had sex with his wife, with his daughter, but I wouldn't put it past him. Here we go. You know, here we go. If somebody on Facebook Live mentioned reparations, you know, and reparations, you know, if the United States of America decided to give out reparations, car companies, phone companies, you know, all the stuff we don't need would have a windfall if they gave out reparations to black folks. You know, car companies, you know, watch companies, shoe companies, you know, all the things that we don't need, I believe, would be purchased with the money that we would get from reparations. You know, I truly believe that we would be there. I believe that the reparations, nobody would buy what they should buy. I don't think, Holly, most people won't save. And my formula was this. I'm going off the track a little bit. I'm going to get back to what I plan to talk about tonight. My formula is this: everyone who was married, I'm not married, everyone who was born before 1964, before the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act, everyone who was born before that gets reparations. Everybody else gets nothing. That's my formula. If you were actually alive before the Civil Rights Act and before the Voting Rights Act, if you were here, whether you were a baby or not, if you were alive before the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act, you should get reparations. Everybody else should get nothing. That's my opinion about reparations. Because if you give reparations to 18 and 19-year-olds, guess what's going to happen? You know, the stock market is going to go way up. The car companies and the clothes companies, Timberland, and all, would have a field day if they gave out reparations to 18, 19, 20-year-old millennials, whatever they call them. You know, some of the older folks like myself, I could think of a few bills I could pay with that money. But to give that money to young people would be a disaster. So that's my formula. Anyway, the phone number here, by the way, is 646. I don't really take phone calls that often. But 646-668-2838 is the phone number here, 646-668-2838. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, Tuesday nights, 8 p.m., and, of course, on Gyroscope Radio whenever I feel like going over there. I believe the president's speech is going on right now. I can't hear it because I'm on the radio. But I believe the speech starts at 8 o'clock. It's being held in Chicago where President Obama's adopted home is, you know, Chicago with the 786 killings, gun killings from 2016. Just totally ridiculous. No, totally ridiculous. So, yeah, so I don't give the president high marks for his presidency, because I think he should have fought back. You know, when they were coming at him with all kinds of, you know, when they were coming at the president with all kinds of nonsense, the President Obama should have fought back. And the president, you know, he didn't fight back. He didn't come at these people. He took the high road, and the high road is not always the way to go. Look, we have somebody who's taken the low road, and he wound up being president. Trump, we can't get lower than Trump with some of the things he said, and, you know, and it's amazing. You know, so I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to talk about race in America. You know, race in America is like the uncle in the closet at Thanksgiving, you know, nobody wants to bring out. And people just don't want to talk about race, because I'm fully engulfed in social media, LinkedIn, especially on LinkedIn and Twitter. And people don't want to talk about race in America. People, you know, there are folks who, you know, white folks who don't practice racism. Because they don't practice racism, they don't recognize racism. So it's like, well, you know, since I don't do it, then it doesn't happen. No. No. You too, Keith. No. No. Racism is and you can see with the results of the Trump presidential campaign, racism is here, you know. And see, and people, you know, I'm going to talk about stuff like this, you know, and people kind of, you know, I know people in high places, and, you know, some of them kind of get a little uncomfortable when I start talking about certain things. But I have to talk about race. I can't pander to everybody. I'm a radio personality, and I need to talk about what I need to talk about. So what we're going to do, we'll take a quick break, right? You can run, drink a little water. That's what I'm going to do right now. I got my Poland Spring right here. I'm going to take a little break, and we'll come back with the rest of the program. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over. Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right. Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on Gyroscope Radio as well. You know, we had a, you know, let me talk about race. And let me start with this about race. Race in America. Race. People don't want to talk about race. When you talk about race, you know, you're a racist. That's what it is, you know. When you come on the radio, for example, you talk about race, you're a racist, you know, when you talk about race in America. We had a situation where four young black people, were put a video broadcast live on Facebook that appeared to show them shouting obscenities about President Trump, President-elect Trump, and white people, and abusing a man with, they say, had mental health problems. Now, yeah, it was quite reprehensible. I'll give you that. It was reprehensible. But you see, now. But I don't think that this was about a hate crime. But these kids really didn't know what they were doing. So I don't think this was a hate crime. I mean, even though they've charged hate, and I'm kind of okay with that, but they were charged with a hate crime. And this just, I just don't think this was about hate. You know, this is about four kids, you know, who did something stupid. Because if they were really trying to do something, I mean, if they were smart about it, and I don't endorse it, but if they were smart about it, why did you put it on Facebook? You know, it's ridiculous. Why did you put it on Facebook? So I think it was just something stupid, and I don't believe that it was a racial incident. I just really don't think so. And I'm not trying to protect the kids or anything like that. I just don't think it was racial. But the thing, here's the thing. Now, we had another incident. There was another incident that took place where this white woman had, what she did, her and her two kids, her two sons tried to drown a boy. This happened a couple of weeks ago, I believe. Now, Carrie Weller and her two sons, Corey and Shane, tried to drown this black boy. Now, they have been charged with battery, mob action, and a hate crime because they used racial slurs while they was beating the kid. Now I think this is a hate crime. You know, this definitely is a hate crime. This isn't something that, you know, because these people intent was to drown this boy, you know. So it definitely was a hate crime. I believe it was. But I don't think that what the black kids did was a hate crime. And it's not that I'm, you know, hanging with the black people or I'm, you know, siding with black folks. I just think that it wasn't a hate crime. You know. So that's just where I stand with that. But, you know, but race, I mean, people, even black people don't want to talk about race. You know. race, and we have a serious problem in this country in regards to race. There is a problem. Now, I don't get called the N-word, and you know, I work with people of other ethnic groups, and, you know, I don't hear, they don't call me anything, and I don't get the black jokes, but there's a serious problem in this country with race, very serious problem. You know, it's something that needs to be talked about. Because we don't, because everybody wants to stick their head in the sand and there's nothing going on. But then we have a real problem with race, especially now after the Trump campaign has brought out everybody who's sat in the background. And now that Trump came out, they've come out. And you see what's happened, you know, with race, with black folks getting beat up in Trump campaigns. And Trump not coming out and saying, hey, look, listen, you guys need to cut this out. So there is a serious problem with race in America. You know, it's a serious problem. Something needs to be done about it. You know, can something be done about it? That's another question. But we have to stop, you know, hiding from these issues, because this is what's happening in this country, ladies and gentlemen. We're hiding from some of these issues about race. And see, this right now, it's going to get worse. I believe it's going to get worse. I don't think there's going to be an epic battle or anything like that, but hey, you never know. You know, anyway, the phone number here is 646-668-2838. You know, I was on LinkedIn. And even on LinkedIn, now LinkedIn is supposed to be a site for LinkedIn is supposed to be a site for jobs. You know, it's supposed to be a networking site where you can go on LinkedIn and you find a job, or you network with people who are in the same business you are. You're trying to get the word out there. You're trying to boost your business. That's what LinkedIn is for. But you can go on LinkedIn any day and see all kinds of Trump nonsense, Trump commercials, people who are praising Trump, you know, and who are oblivious to what's going on in the black community. Now, these people are praising Trump. Like, for example, you know, there was there were people who were on LinkedIn, for example, and they were talking about this young man who was terrorized. The allegedly handicapped young man who was terrorized by these four black kids. And man, I mean, they were going in. They were going in with that, with these, you know, with the story about the four black kids. They were going in, you know. And so what happened was, you know, so I mentioned the three white people who tried to drown a black kid. Oh, boy. Yeah, I should have never even mentioned it because they just went in on me, you know. And it seemed like they were saying that because if one kid was handicapped, that makes it worse than what was done to the black kid. So you see, even on the websites that are supposed to be for jobs and networking and, you know, pumping up your business, it's there too. It's there too. So anyway, so we have the president's speech is going on right now. I'm sure a lot of you guys are watching it. You're not listening to me. You know, they're watching the president's speech. And so what we'll do, what I'm going to do is I'll take a break and then I'm going to flip it. And we'll talk about a few other things right here on the Ron Kelly Show. It's about 30 minutes past the hour and my phone is sliding out of my, okay. All right. So what we'll do is take a quick break, and we'll come right back with more of the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh, no. I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, Wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETTPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls, speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun, Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back.
Welcome. Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody. Yes, indeed, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. All right, like I said earlier, it's a Cowboy fan, but Cowboy fans, pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. We haven't won the Super Bowl yet. Because, you know, I've been noticeably off Facebook in regards to the Cowboys. I haven't really said much of anything. So, Cowboy fans, pump your brakes. Don't start celebrating now. You're going to be looking real crazy. You're going to be looking real embarrassed if Cowboys lose either to Green Bay or if they lose to Atlanta. So pump your brakes, Cowboy fans. Pump your brakes. Pump your brakes, Cowboy fans. Pump your brakes. They haven't won yet. Shout out to all the Giant fans who lost. You know, it happens. You know, and now it's all the Odell Beckham jokes and all kinds of stuff going on. Yeah, it happens. So that's why I say, pump your brakes, Cowboy fans. Pump your brakes. Chill out. They didn't win yet. They didn't win yet. So everybody just take it easy. You know, I got my Cowboy visor on. As a matter of fact, I don't even have a whole lot of Cowboy gear. I think I got a shirt. I don't have a jersey. You know, the Cowboys are already rich. They don't need my money. Anyway, it's 24 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. I think President Obama's farewell speech is going on right now. And I got to tell you, I have mixed feelings about the president's job, what he did. I mean, yeah, okay, when Obama became president, you know, we were in the worst recession since we were in the worst economic situation since the Great Depression. You know, I understand that. And he did a lot of things to get us back where we needed to go. He saved GM, AIG. He gave out a lot of money. It was a big deal. And, you know, it took billions and billions and trillions of dollars to bring the country back. And President Obama did bring the country back. He did bring the country back. But you see, you know, it's just like anything else. When you're black and don't take this wrong. Don't take this the wrong way, people who are watching and listening to the Ron Kelly Show. Don't take this the wrong way. But when you are black, you have to do better than everybody else. You have to do better than everybody else. And see, President Obama, you know, just the thought of this black person being president was horrifying to a lot of white senators and congressmen and people who were in the United States government and just some people in general. Now, on the flip side, you say that President Obama was elected by white people, which he was. He was. Because there's not enough black people in America to make Obama president. There just ain't enough of us. You know? You figure you got 160, 170, 80, 180 million white folks, and there's only like maybe 40 million black folks, so there's not enough of us to make Obama president. So white people did vote President Obama in. But on the flip side of that, for the ones who didn't vote him in or who didn't want him to be president, they were horrified that the black person was going to be president. They were like, oh, no, what? A black person in the White House? It wasn't built for them. And, you know, so one of the senators, Mitch McConnell, who was the majority leader in the Senate, had come out and said, our primary purpose is to make President Obama a one-term president. Not that our primary purpose would be, you know, the people's agenda. Not that our primary purpose would be balancing the budget, getting things, jobs and balancing the budget and the military and all of these things that they shouldn't be concerned about. No, Mitch McConnell came and said that the primary purpose of the Republicans was to Obama fits, which he did, you know. And just to show the level of disrespect, right? Just so the level of disrespect. The governor of Florida, when the two police officers were killed the other day, somebody bought it for me, Chris. The governor of Florida called Trump. Now, usually when these things happen, you call the president, right? You know, but the governor, Florida called Trump, didn't even call President Obama, called Trump. And it's not that Obama is on his way out and, you know, so why call? But you're calling somebody who's not even the president yet. You're calling Trump when you should have been calling the president of the United States. So the level of disrespect that President Obama, that was visited upon President Obama during his 8 years was unprecedented. But I just have a problem with the fact that Obama didn't fight back. He didn't fight back when they were talking about his family. And I don't mean that he should get out there. You see, because there's no more unpresidential. There's no more presidential. Trump destroyed that. So there's no presidential. There's no, you know, he destroyed that. And see, then they were going off on the president on just about everything, his policies, his family. And the president did not fight back. You know, and that's the problem that I have. So there are some other people, Joy Reid, who I watch sometimes, AM Joy on MSNBC, even said herself. She's a black woman, and she said herself that Obama didn't fight back, and I think he should have. You know, because you have Mrs. Obama saying that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No, because going high didn't get you anywhere. So, you know, I think that did not fight back enough. He didn't fight back enough. You know, and then Hillary, you know, I was just so disgusted with Hillary because Hillary was, you know, came out with LeBron James. And what the hell has that got to do with who I vote for, LeBron James? I don't care about LeBron. I watched LeBron James on the basketball court. Jay-Z, Beyonce, and, you know, it's a dog and pony show. Here, vote for me because I'm friends with these people. I mean, give me a break. Who cares? So, you know, I have mixed feelings about, I mean, I'm sorry to see the president go, you know, because he, in Trump, you don't know what you're going to get. There's, you know, the world is a powder keg and there's so many things going on. North Korea and Russia and the Baltics and Crimea and, you know, all of these places where stuff is going on. Now you got the Iranians playing chicken with the United States. The Iranians are playing chicken with the United States warships in the Strait of Hormuz near Iran and Iraq, one of the primary shipping channels in the world. And you got Iranian ships that are playing chicken with the United States warships. So there's North Korea declaring every other day that they're going to destroy us. So there's a lot going on. So I'm hoping that Trump, at least if he can't, you know, at least surround yourself with some people who can advise you on what to do, because there's going to be a lot of problems. Anyway, it's 18 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And so it's President Obama's farewell. 10 more days before the president shuffles off to Buffalo, wherever he's going to live. I hear he's going to live in Washington while his daughter, one of the daughters, finishes school. So that's it. So who will the next black president be? If there's going to be another black president, who will it be? I'm thinking that it would be Deval Patrick, who was the governor of Massachusetts. I'm thinking that he would have the best chance to be the next black president. But who do you think is going to be the next black president? You can go to my the Facebook page, Ron Kelly Show, and you can, if you want to chime in on who you think is going to be the next black president, you certainly can. You can just leave a message on my Facebook page. Or you can go to Twitter, and it's R. Kelly Show. Let me start with this. And Obamacare, and there's millions of people. See, this is the tragedy in all of this. Obamacare is about to be a thing of the past. And the problem with this is that the Republicans haven't even begun to figure out a replacement for Obamacare. So Obamacare is about to be are not going to have health insurance. And see, and this is a sign of the times, people. This is a sign of the times because the Republicans really don't care. It's every man for himself. Get yours, you know. And so what's going to happen is that Obamacare is going to be gone. And there's not going to be any health care. And there's a lot of people on Obamacare, a lot of people. There's 20 million. So all these people, once Obamacare gets repealed, these people are going to be out on the street in regards to their health care. You know, see, and this is a society that we're starting to with the Trump administration, Jeff Sessions, who has been known to be anti-minority, and all these other people that Trump is bringing into his administration. You got this billionaire lady, who Betsy DeVos, who's going to be the education secretary, who is a billionaire. Everybody who there's a couple of them. The Treasury Secretary is a hedge fund billionaire. So you bring in all these people that who are billionaires into your administration. Now the good news is they can't be bought because they already have money. You know, but the bad news is they can't identify with the American people. I mean, if you're a billionaire, what the hell do you do that identifies with American people besides going to the bathroom? Because you're a human being, you get a headache, you sprain your ankle. I mean, you can do any of that stuff that we do, poor folks. But what else can you? How else can you relate to the American people? You can't. You can't. So for people who are on public assistance, and people who depend on the government for certain things, you're going to be in trouble. You know, you're going to be in trouble because you're going to be in trouble. because you got the Republican president, you got a Republican. Each branch of the United States government is Republican. The executive, the legislative, and the judicial, all Republicans. And what's going to happen, and people better wake up and smell the coffee, what's going to happen? See, all the things that Obama put out there, you know, the first-time home buyers and FHA loans and all of these things that the president put out there are going to be cut off. If you move, if you, your house gets foreclosed on and you get the chance to they give you money to help you move, there's a whole bunch of things that Obama put in place to help people, you know, environmental protections and all of these things. See, this is what people don't understand. I mean, I'll give Obama a good grade on that, because there were a lot of things that he did that, you know, that helped people. But now, you know, those executive orders that President Obama put forth, and he had to use executive orders because the Republicans didn't want to help him. So we had to use executive orders. Now, what's going to happen is when Trump takes office in 10 days, they're going to snatch all of this stuff back. So all of the things that President Obama put in place to help people during the financial crisis, they're all going to be gone. So if you're enjoying anything that the president put forth by executive order, guess what? Whatever it is, it's going to be gone. Low interest rates and all, they're already hiking the interest rates up. You know, environmental protections, consumer protections. You know, you got a credit card. Now, you see, with a credit card, they tell you how much you'll wind up paying if you pay only the minimum balance. And it tells you. Because, you know, that stuff wasn't in existence until Obama became president. You know, so a lot of these consumers, you have a consumer czar that protects people. You know, so many things that President Obama put in place to help people from getting ripped off by mortgage companies and all this stuff, going to be gone. No, that stuff's going to be gone. So it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be easy. You know, next week at the Ron Kelly Show, we're going to flip our show over to Periscope. Some of my Periscope people are asking about what happened. So next week and from going forward, the Ron Kelly Show will not be on Facebook Live. It will be on Periscope. So this will be our last broadcast on Facebook Live. We will not be on Facebook Live anymore. The show will be on. The show will be on Periscope moving forward from here on in. Besides, there's a lot more people. The show, it does very well on Periscope, by the way. The Ron Kelly Show. The Ron Kelly Show doesn't do too well on Facebook, you know, but it does well on Periscope, you know. So shout out to Chief William McCrary of the Passaic County Sheriff's Department, man. Good brother, you know. Somebody I can call on when I need assistance for something. Decent brother, you know, God-fearing man, goes to church, and who is a high-level, high-ranking police officer who hasn't forgotten where he came from. So shout out to Chief William McCrary, chief of the court security. So I know when you go to court, you know, in Patterson, you go to court, you got to go to the courthouse, you got to take off your coat and all that stuff. You know, just... That's what in the security in the courthouse, the security in the administration building, Chief McCrary is in charge of all of that. So shout out to him. Good brother who cares about what he does and cares about the community. Okay, it's about 10 minutes left to the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So I want to see – now, I'm going to miss – I wonder how long the presidential speech is going to be, because I'm going to miss it, you know. But anyway, the news has come out that Trump, there was a two-page addition to the usual threat assessment, classified threat assessment, you know, the paper that the president gets every day. There was supposed to be a two-page addition to that that talks about Trump and his relationship to Russia. Now, we all know, you know, this bromance that Trump has with Russia is disturbing, to say the least. No, it's extremely disturbing. And you have to wonder, like, why did Russia want Trump to be president? You know, because Russia has no love for America. They've got no love for America. So if they wanted Trump to be president, they wanted Trump to be president for a reason. You know, they want Trump to be president for a reason. So what's up with Trump in Russia? Very, very disturbing. So on the farewell speech 10 days before President Obama goes off to wherever he's going to go off to and becomes a citizen. And, you know, and see, the sad part about all of this is the president, even with the power of the presidency, he'll be much more powerful as a civilian than he will as than he was as the president. Because, you know, President Obama tried to put forth a Supreme Court justice, and the Republicans just said, like, no, we're not, you know. They shirked their legislative duties and just said, no, we're not even going to look at this person. So the poor man, Merrick Garland, was left out, hanging out to dry, because the Republicans wouldn't even look at the man. So, I mean, you can say on the one hand that, you know, the you can say on one hand that, I know I said earlier that I didn't give the president the highest marks, but, you know, I can say that the president, there were people who didn't want the president to be president, you know. The Republicans didn't want to work with the president. They didn't want to help the president. Even in the second term, when they knew he couldn't be reelected, they didn't want to help him, you know. So so part of it is that the president was held back. You know, part of it is that. I mean, you know, of why he probably didn't get the highest marks from me and other people. Yeah, so part of it was that he just didn't get the President Obama didn't get the help he needed from Congress. So that's probably, you know, why a lot of people have felt like the president, you know. But there's a lot of people who felt like the president really didn't help black people when he was in office. You know, he didn't do enough for black people. What was the president supposed to do? You know, that's not why I gave the president some low marks, because I don't think he helped black people. That has nothing to do with my thoughts. I just think that he should have got tough when the you know, he should have fought back and he didn't fight back. That's why I have a problem with President Obama. So I think his speech is going on right now. I'm not sure. I was trying to take a peep at it on my computer. But I can't really hear it. But I think I'm fairly certain that the president's speech is going on right now. But you know, I mean, it's yeah, it's a sad occasion. You know, it's a sad occasion because despite the fact that I kind of gave the president, I mean, I wasn't the most supportive person of the president. You know, again, he was held back, and that's something we have to take in consideration when we come to, like, rating the president. We have to take in consideration that he wasn't helped. You know, the Republicans took a stand, and they decided that they weren't going to help this president do anything. So that's what happened. That he didn't get a chance to do the things that he wanted to do. I mean, partly because he didn't fight back, and I think that part of that was that the president he didn't fight back, but the you have to give him that the Congress and the Senate, which was ran by the Republicans, didn't really give him a chance in hell of getting anything done. So farewell to President Obama. See, I mean, I do feel bad, you know. I do feel, you know, this is a very uncertain time right now. You with Trump coming in and all off the chain and tweeting about everything, tweeting about nuclear weapons, which is horrifying, you know. And the thing with Trump, I mean, at least with Obama, you knew what you had. But Trump, you don't know what you're going to get. So it's going to be quite an interesting 4 years. And, you know, I'll be on it, of course, with the Ron Kelly show. And we're moving on to bigger and better things. I can't tell you about it right now, but I will keep you posted. We definitely are going to be coming off this. We're going to be coming off the internet in 2017. And Ron Kelly Show just might be on your radio while you're driving to work. All right, so anyway, I'm going to break out of here because I got a couple of things I need to do. But I want to thank everybody who participates with the Ron Kelly Show. Now, once again, if you're on Periscope, the show will not be on Facebook Live anymore as of today. Starting next week, the show will be on Periscope because there's a lot of people who watch the Ron Kelly Show on Periscope. I get an overwhelming amount of people that watch the show on Periscope, but not so much on Facebook Live. So because Facebook is what it is. So what I'm going to do, and it's not the easiest decision, but I have to promote my show and I have to put it where the most people are going to be interested in it. And you know, so I thank everybody from Facebook who participated with the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook Live. But if you're interested in the program, and if you have if you're interested in the program and you have Periscope, you can definitely check out the Ron Kelly Show on Periscope. All right, I'm breaking out. We'll see you guys. I think I'll be on. I believe I'll be on. Gyroscope Radio next week. I have to talk to the program director over there, but I believe I'll be over there because she'll be broadcasting from Inglewood on Gyroscope Radio. All right, everybody, we'll break it out. Well, thank you so much for joining me. We'll see you back here. I'll see you back here on blogtalkradio.com and not on Facebook Live, but you'll see me on Periscope. So until then, everybody, take care. And thank you, Mr. President. I know I didn't give you the highest marks. Part of it was because people didn't, the legislative branch of the United States government held you back in a lot of ways. But you did the best you could, and we appreciate your service and sacrificing your black hair for the gray hair you got now. So we'll see. We'll probably see a lot more of the president, and he'll be a lot more helpful to us as a citizen than he ever was as a president. All right. Thank you so much. We're out of here, and be careful out there.